File 4. Listening 2.
Today we're talking about computer addiction. In recent years, some experts have identified this and described its symptoms as such things as obsessively checking email all the time, playing online games for hours and hours at a time, and neglecting work and family in order to spend time on computer activities. But can these things really be described as representing an addiction? Is there really such a thing as computer addiction? There's a great deal of controversy among experts on this issue, with some saying there's no such thing as computer addiction. I'm talking to psychologist Colin Little. Colin, does computer addiction exist?
Well, that's a tricky question. First of all, nobody can agree on a single definition of it. For example, nobody is addicted to a computer as a physical object, and most addictions have a physical dimension. And there are an enormous number of reasons why people might be on the computer. Because of this, they might spend ages in front of it. It's hard to know which could be called an addiction and which couldn't. The matter is further complicated by the fact that the computer, of course, has a great many benefits, unlike things such as illegal drugs. There are lots of perfectly good reasons why someone might be spending a very great deal of time using a computer.
But surely there must come a point when someone's computer use can genuinely be called an addiction.
Well, there's no agreement on that. Even if someone is using a computer for very long periods for reasons other than work, this doesn't necessarily mean they have an addiction. Lots of people do lots of things for extended periods of time because they enjoy them. If someone spends ages doing their hobby, for example, would that be considered an addiction? I don't think it generally would be.
What's the official position on this? Where do the experts' organisations stand on the issue? Do they think computer addiction exists?
Well, neither the American Medical Association nor the American Psychiatric Association considers computer addiction to be a valid diagnosis. So no, they don't recognise its existence. Both organisations also decided fairly recently that computer game addiction, which some people felt could be classified as a genuine addiction, rather than the more vague and general idea of computer addiction, should not be declared an actual addiction. So there's no official recognition of computer addiction in even specific and perhaps more obvious forms.
What's your personal view?
I think that whether or not computer addiction exists is connected with the effects of obsessive or lengthy computer use. If it causes someone to withdraw from the real world into an artificial world, if it causes them to keep away from friends and family, if it causes emotional problems in the form of bad moods, if it affects work performance, if any of these things happen, then I think there is a strong case for labelling this problem as computer addiction.